You are. Yes, Saturday night is for living. Saturday night is for giving. Saturday night is for breathing. Saturday night is not for leaving. You need to stay here for at least 2 hours, preferably 4 hours, because after the 2 hours of obscure classic rock on Classic Rock Mine, there will be 2 hours of silliness by yours truly, subbing for Bubbles in the Think Tank. So that's 4 hours together, gang. And tonight, I am trying something I've never tried before, so everybody turn your head. I have one theme going through both shows. Ooh, one theme for both shows. Shows are two different formats. Belinda's thing is my thing, and as you all know, my thing is, well, my thing. And her thing is her thing, and we've all got a thing. Which I believe was a Parliament song. No, it was a Funkadelic song. Anywho, the theme tonight is education. This time of year, everybody thinks about going back to school, and I sort of took that and expanded it to learning, education, teachers, teaching, all that kind of stuff. So for 2 hours, we're going to hear classic rock around that theme, and then for two more hours, starting at 11, we will have 2 hours of silliness around that scene. So stay tuned. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. If you have not heard the show before, Classic Rock Mine brings you the best classic rock that you have never heard. You will not hear anything that you hear regularly on classic rock radio. You will hear all kinds of stuff that is just as good, if not better. Okay, so to kick things off tonight, we are going to vinyl. That's right, I play vinyl. Let's see, these guys had a big hit. I think it was 1973. The song was later covered by Motley Crue, and I could not think of a better way to kick off this program. So dig it and dig it deep.
How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
Teacher, don't you feel me? Up with your rules, or everybody knows that smoke. Oh, I said, teacher, teacher, day and night we go to school to learn in sweat and strife, but nothing from the facts of life. Still remains a little something more than learning brains. Whatever happened to them all? To Clive, to Roger, and to Paul.
that should mean so much someday. Whatever happened to the joy I had when I was a schoolboy?
That was Mr. Rick Derringer with Lesson Learned off of Good Dirty Fun from 1983. Before that, we were in Switzerland for Crocodile with School Days off of the album Getting Up in the Morning from 1972. Lincoln Street Exit from New Mexico gave us Teacher Teacher, a very Johnny Winter sounding Teacher Teacher. That is off of their album Drive It from 1970. And Deep Purple, Listen, Learn, Read On from the Book of Taliesin from 1968. Ooh, so heavy. Ooh, so psychedelic. Ooh. Before that, the MC5, High School, off of Back in the USA from 70. And we started that set off way back when and how else? But with Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys' Room, on vinyl from the LP. Yeah. I don't know if there's an exclamation point, but I like to add that. The album's called Yeah. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for the next 2 hours, gang, digging obscure classic rock songs about education, teaching, learning, yada yada. After that, we're together for 2 hours, gang, playing obscure, silly songs about education, teaching, yada yada, as I sub for Bubbles in the Think Tank from 11 to 1. So hang out with me tonight. You might just learn something. Moving right along, we are now going back to vinyl. Yes, I play vinyl. As God intended. We're going back to vinyl. This little band featured a guitarist by the name of Ted Nugent. And at some point, they did a song like this. Dig it and dig it deep. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
blues. Dipton blues. just a dream we had. There's nothing left to say, no more to tell. This is just a dream we had, a dream we didn't work out quite so well. Nothing left to say, no more to tell. Nothing left to say, no more to tell. Nothing left to say, no more to tell.
Do you know what Jimmy come out to play today?
That's kind of a heavy ending. That was Jericho Jones with No School Today off of Junkies, Monkeys, and Donkeys from 1972. Those cats were from Israel, and let's see, they became Jericho the same year. And they had another name before that, but I forget it. Bob Seger System gave us Teacher's Blues off of Mongrel from 1970. Jethro Tull with Teacher off of Benefit from 1970. I just don't hear it on the radio that much, okay? It's close to a hit. A lot of people know it, but, you know, and I played it on vinyl, which they never do. So there you go. That's my rationale for including it in obscure classic rock songs about education. Speaking of which, Status Quo, Gonna Teach You to Love Me off of If You Can't Stand the Heat from 1978. Tramline gave us their cover of Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. That was from 1969. And Tramline featured Mick Moody on guitar, who would go on to play with Juicy Lucy and Whitesnake. Go figure. Who knew? Spice gave us Schoolgirl. That was off of the Lansdowne tapes from 1969. Spice would soon change their name and become Uriah Heep. And we started that set off way back when with the Amboy Dukes featuring Ted Nugent. Today's Lesson, and that is off the concept album Marriage on the Rocks, Rock Bottom, from 1969. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another hour playing obscure classic rock songs about educational issues. And then we are together for another 2 hours as I sub-host for Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we will be playing more songs about educational type stuff, but they're going to be silly as opposed to the stuff I play, which is, well, you know, it's cool. Moving right along. Let's see. We are going. Oh, I know where we're going. We are traveling back to the year 1968. And in 1968, Minnie Riperton was in a band and they did a song, and that song had something to do with teaching, and it's pretty spazzadelic. So dig it and dig it deep.
Heard you got back on your feet again after falling down so far. Well, I'm so glad to see you reach the top. I'm glad to see where you are. Well, here I I'm proud you made the grade, because you've got nothing on the ball, just a pinch.